Alleluia, the Lord is risen. Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. It is Easter Thursday today, and from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun of the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching today is entitled, Do You Really Believe?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples told the 11 and their companions what had happened on the road to Emmaus and how Jesus had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, Peace be with you. They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, Why are you frightened and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were still disbelieving and wondering, he said to them, Have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then Jesus said to them, These are my words while I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, the Gospel of the Lord. We're still on that first Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day. The apostles are in the upper room in Jerusalem. They're afraid to go out. They might get arrested and crucified. The faithful women, Mary of Magdala, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and others, some of the others Luke tells us about, who traveled with Jesus and the 12 throughout their ministry. These women have been up at the first sign of dawn, bringing spices to anoint the beloved body. But it's not there. They come running to the upper room and tell their story. We saw two angels, and they told us, He has risen. The apostles think it is pure nonsense. Peter goes to check it out and is amazed. John goes, and he believes. They're still there in the evening, the women, of course, having provided the evening meal. I note this because the women are always there in the background, though most often they're not mentioned. So the group is still talking about it, and two of them have been to Emmaus thinking it's all over. They tell about meeting a very engaging stranger, having supper with him, and they recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread. This is important for the rest of human history. They have so much to talk about, and suddenly Jesus is there among them. They're startled and terrified. "Peace be with you," he says, and he shows them his wounds. Then, so that we will believe it is the real Jesus, he eats a piece of broiled fish. Those women are good cooks, eh? Before their eyes. A beautiful experience that you can enjoy during these special days is to take your Bible and read the resurrection accounts in all four evangelists. They're so wonderful and so human. Anyway, this is crucial for us, period. Now, in AD 2026, it's the real Jesus. We are Christians because we believe in Christ, and especially that Jesus is both truly God and truly human. I've asked good friends of mine, "Do you believe that Jesus is God?" And they have said, "No." A great teacher maybe, but not God. Recognizing Jesus as God depends on the resurrection, and that he is still with us, in fact, now, in the Eucharist, truly God and truly human, also depends on the resurrection. So therefore, the question for us is, do we believe? Do we really? If we do, it should change our lives. Change the way we interact with everybody in our lives. Christ is God. He has become human for us, suffered, died, and rose from the dead for us. He came to teach about repentance and the forgiveness of sins, which is really good news, eh? That, and loving our neighbor wherever we find him or her. And as he did when he joined the young men on their way to Emmaus, he likes to walk along beside us.